Now, a couple of months ago, when the interim coaching position of the Melbourne Victory was filled by Grant Brebner, we spoke to him and he said, no interest in being the long-termer, not a problem, I'm happy with my job. And then we spoke to him again about a month ago, perhaps, and it started to turn the conversation. And yesterday, he was appointed as the coach full-time, legitimately, of the Melbourne Victory Football Club. And we've been able to track him down again today on The Breakfast Club. Brebs, good morning. Congratulations.
Harvey, Whitey, thanks very much, boys. And went straight with a hard... Well, it's not out of the question. You've gone straight in straight away, haven't you?
Well, that's what we do here. straight for the jugular. But it did change. Your tone changed. The way you spoke changed from the start to midway through. And now, obviously, you are the coach. Did you feel yourself changing through the journey?
Look, just to clarify, lads, yes, absolutely. When I first took over, I did rule myself out, and that's exactly how I thought. I didn't at that point look any further than what I was trying to do at that time, and that was get through these five games and start building the club.
Yep.
During the process of those games, I loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved working with players. I loved the challenges that were getting thrown my way. And of course, you know, I started thinking internally, could I do it? And every time I thought yes, but I kept it to myself. And then obviously when the dust settled and I came out at the other end, you know, I thought, yes, I'd absolutely love to do it. And, you know, the feedback from the players as well was great. And, I put my hand up. And I think underlying, you know, when I spoke to people about it, every one of them said that I've been managers in England. And they said, look, you might never get this opportunity again. Grab it. I put my hand up and thankfully I got it.
No, well, we spoke about it earlier this morning and even yesterday when the news was bubbling around that you were going to get the job. And we thought it was a fabulous appointment because one of the key reference points, I reckon, for Victory fans has been a real connection and someone in that role, your role now, of understanding the club and the people and the fans and the game and all that. And I'm sure that was a part in one of the reasons why you were such a prominent figure for that role.
Yeah, and I get that, and I know it's an easy, it's not a sell, because I am, you know, obviously, and I have been a player at this football club. I know what it takes to win championships. I know how much it means to win championships to the members, the fans, the staff. They've got one of their own now in charge. I can't guarantee success, but they will absolutely know that everything we are doing will be to make sure that we are in the best position possible to get success, and that's the recruitment, which, you know, has to be thoroughly done. We failed at that this year. Signing the right players, leaders, and players that will take this club forward, and, you know, that's already started.
What's your first job? What's the first thing you want to do, Grant, to sort of steer the ship back in the right direction? Is there a player in mind? Is there what will you be looking at doing?
Yeah, no, there is. Like I said, even during the interim role, we were collating a lot of data on players because, as I said, recruitment is going to be a massive part for us. So that's already started. It didn't just start yesterday. It had been going for a while. So we've identified players. We're having discussions. I was up in the middle of the night last night, 3 in the morning, having a Zoom call with a player. So all these processes to get players in, yes, we've got challenges around COVID and how we get them here, but we want to hit the ground running. So the biggest thing at the moment is getting that squad together and making sure that we are going to be competitive.
How big a set challenge is it? How big a build is it to build it back up to what it should be or could be, the Melbourne Victory? Because 6 wins in a season is a pretty woeful return for a club that size.
Yes, absolutely. It's a challenge. It's a big challenge. It's an exciting challenge. It's a lot of clubs are going to, you know, we're in a fortunate position that we can sit back still and identify who we want and target them and go for them. There's going to be a lot of clubs in the next, you know, week to 2 weeks that are going to lose a lot of their players because of the landscape, because of the CBA and the salary cap coming down. So while it's tough, we're obviously in a good position because we can target who we want and then start those discussions rather than worrying about who we're going to lose right now. It's positive from our perspective and we just need to land a few.
And I imagine because of the pushback season at the moment, it's good. It's a good opportunity because you move sort of straight into the next phase. There's no downtime. There's no massive off season. You're moving straight through to the next season build up straight away, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. So we will look to come back when lockdown finishes and prepare for the Champions League, which we don't know if that's going to go ahead yet. That's penciled in for October, November, which would be, obviously, that's a massive tournament for us to go into a hub somewhere in Asia and complete that. But that would also be a fantastic sort of pre-season into the A-League for us. And, you know, the hub, for just the way we, I mean, to put it in context, we had a starting 11 at the start of this year. And, you know, when we finished, we didn't have probably any of our starting 11 on the park. So we've moved things around a lot. We've made huge progress in terms of the football we're playing, the youth players that we've brought through. They understand what's needed now. So there's a lot of things that we've already put in place with our start on the 13th of September.
Well, we're looking forward to it, see what the rebuild looks like for the Melbourne Victory. We are fully supportive of the appointment, not that it matters from anyone else's perspective, but we're fully supportive of the appointment, Brebs, and we appreciate your time this morning and wish you the best of luck in your time as the head coach of the Melbourne Victory.
Thanks for your support, boys. Thank you.